Thank you for tuning in. We'll get to your program right after this short word from our sponsor.
Balance Virtually provides full-service financial planning services for small businesses, nonprofits, and startups. We can help you manage your monthly reporting, bank and credit card reconciliations, budget and forecasting, payroll services, and much more. To schedule a consultation with a certified public accountant with over 16 years of experience helping people like you, visit balancevirtually.com. Balance Virtually, your locally owned full-service financial planning service company. Welcome to the Veronica Edwards Show, where we have fun financial conversations that everyone listening can apply to their personal and professional life. I'm your host, Veronica Edwards, and I'm excited to be back season two for the Veronica Edwards Show on VizRadio.us. As always, I want to thank all the listeners for downloading the podcast. We're up to 1,000 downloads, so I'm super excited to start this season off. So let's just jump right into the show today. So today's guest is an Asheville native with an undergraduate degree in psychology and a master's in human resources. And I met this guest through the Spark Foundation, where I'm the treasurer on the board. And just a little plug for Spark, the foundation provides education and support in order to keep people out of institutional care. And this guest is our people and culture coordinator and does an outstanding job. I was fortunate enough to be able to be part of the interview process. So I'm so glad to have this guest with Spark and also on the show. So without further ado, please welcome Ms. Leisha Ogle. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. When I was thinking about season two of the show and just wanting to continue to highlight amazing African-American women, especially in the mountain area where we're located, you were one of the first people that I thought about. So thank you so much for accepting and being on the show. And this is Leisha's first time.
Yes.
So Leisha, we always start the show. I always ask the guests to tell us about you, where you're from, and how you've landed with a great nonprofit with Spark.
Yeah. So as you said, I'm an Asheville native. I was raised in South Asheville and the Shiloh community mainly. I went to T.C. Robertson High School and then eventually UNCA and then got my master's at Western Carolina University. So totally a Western North Carolina girl. I got into human resources after graduating college and getting into the workforce and just realizing that we spend way too much time at work to be miserable on our jobs. So I wanted to take part in just supporting people who make organizations successful. Without the people, there are no organizations. We don't have the services we rely on. So we have to support our people. We have to realize that employees are human beings first. You know, we have families, pets, friends, we have lives outside of work. So in my HR career, my focus has always been on putting the human back in human resources. And at the Spark Foundation, we focus on putting the human back in human services. So I feel like Spark's values just really align with my personal and professional values, which is why I came to work for Spark.
Wow. And when you had sent me your bio, I was also pleasantly surprised to see that you moved away. Was it to DC?
Oh, yes.
Tell us about that, because a lot of times everyone wants to leave away from home. And that's like just the thing to do. And especially sometimes, you know, Western North Carolina, we get a little bit of slack for being like, oh, you guys are just hippies or mountain people or blah, blah. Like, that's a bad thing. Yeah. But what was it about D.C. where you were like, maybe it's time to come back home?
Yeah, so, you know, I ultimately ended up getting my degree from UNCA, but I had a lot of pit stops along the way. So I was at Howard for like a hot second. Howard is amazing and beautiful. We all know that.
Yes, historically Black colleges, for those that don't know. Great HBCU.
That's right. Always want to support our HBCUs, but it just personally was not a fit for me. Which was shocking because, you know, since I was a little girl who found out that college was a thing, my heart had always been set on Howard. So actually getting there and realizing maybe this doesn't really fit me was a shocker. But, you know, I came back to North Carolina. I spent a couple years at UNC Charlotte, actually. And, you know, that was fun for a little while. But I also realized, like, this big city life is just not for me. And Charlotte still felt huge, too. So I ultimately came back to Asheville and finished at UNCA. And I love Asheville. I love this community. You know, we have our challenges, you know, some would say in the area of diversity. We all know that housing is a challenge here. But it has been the place for me and the place where I feel like I thrive. And hopefully, you know, other young people and people of color will give Asheville a shot too.
Yeah, that just leads me to my next question. I want to ask you, what was it like? You know, I've been in Asheville now for 6 years, but what was it like growing up as an African-American woman in the mountains and now also as a mom raising kids? Yeah. And like you said, I always tell people I love Asheville. I couldn't imagine starting my business and raising my child anywhere else. But to your point, I did grow up in a more diverse area. So I am conscious of that with my son, making sure that he does participate in things where he's not the only person that looks like him. But I haven't had that big of a struggle, but I would love to hear you being a native, how your experience was.
Exactly. I would say that it's pretty similar for me. You know, my great grandparents were Charlie and Marjorie Williams. And so they owned a couple of the businesses that used to be down on the block back in the day when it
was the block.
Okay. Yes, when it was filled with Black owned businesses. Of course, it's quite different now, but they did well for themselves at that time. And, you know, it had a lovely home in the Shiloh community, which at that time was predominantly Black as well. You know, my mom raised my sister and I as a single mom. And so our family home was in South Asheville, but I spent most of my time in Shiloh at my grandparents' house while my mom would be working. And so I just remember what a great community we had in Shiloh. Everybody knew everybody. Everyone looked out for each other. You know, as kids, we could freely roam around the neighborhood and we weren't worried about any dangers. You know, we were in close enough proximity to Biltmore Forest and Biltmore Park to still get looped into that good school district. I believe that I got what was probably the best education in this area at that time, being in the Robertson district. So really, personally, I had a great experience growing up in Asheville. I can't say that I had any intense struggles. And, you know, that's one of the reasons why I'm still here and why I choose to raise my kids here.
Yes. And thank you for saying that, because so many people always want to highlight the bad. And I'm so glad to hear that you have a good experience. And you have, is it two children, a boy and a girl?
Three girls.
Three girls?
Yes.
Lord bless you, Alicia. What's their ages?
Yes. 13, 8, and 5. So all across the board.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Look, we're just so happy to have you at Spark. Yes. Well, let's talk about Spark Foundation some. You know, let's can you share the type of work that Spark does? Of course, I know, but I would love for you to share it and why people should support the Spark Foundation, because they can support regardless if they're in Western North Carolina. But we definitely want to highlight what Spark does.
Sure. Yeah. So like you said earlier, Spark is all about keeping folks out of institutional care. That includes working with families to try to keep kids out of the foster care system, helping to provide resources to keep folks out of prison, establishing a presence in our local community to try to prevent gun violence. We hold community food markets and just helping individuals and families to take the necessary steps to thrive and live their best life, however they define it. And, you know, there are many reasons to support Spark. If you believe in family staying together, if you believe that human beings deserve second chances and sometimes a third, fourth, and a fifth chance. I know I've needed several chances in some areas of my life. And if you understand how there are systemic issues in our society that affect us all, then yes. I believe Spark is a place that you would support, because those are the things we're all about. Spark is committed to providing quality, equitable services for families in Western North Carolina. And we realize that it takes a great group of people who truly feel supported to be able to go out and provide those services every day. We have a positive, solution-focused approach to working with both our clients and our staff, which is unlike any work culture that I've ever seen. And I believe that Spark is truly putting the human back in human services. We have 8 core values, which are authenticity, balance, collaboration, courage, direct communication, equity, humor, and innovation. And we apply these values to both the people receiving our services, as well as the wonderful people who provide the services, to ensure that each person reaches their desired level of success. So if any of that resonates with you, I hope that you will support Spark. And you can do so by simply sharing the Spark name with folks who may be interested in our services. You can make a monetary donation through our website, which is thesparkfoundation.org. Spark is spelled with a C on the end. If you go to our website, there's a big blue button at the top right corner of the screen that says
"Girl." Donate. Yes, as the treasurer, you know, I'm like, come on, hit that donate button. Yes.
And then finally, you can support us and support me in my role by visiting our career board on our website and sharing those vacancies within your network.
Never seen done before. And we're still kind of just building. We're only 6-7 years old. And anybody that has started a new business, if it's for profit or non-for-profit, you know, those first 5 years, it's rough. And we were fortunate to get you when we were 5 years old, and you're approaching your 2-year anniversary with Spark. And it's just so refreshing to hear that the work environment, the people that you're working with, the things that we're doing, I feel like it's trailblazing, and we're definitely trying to spread just outside of Western North Carolina, but to hit other areas. But again, this is the type of stuff where I tell people all the time, the work that's happening in the mountains in Western North Carolina is amazing and unheard of in a lot of bigger cities. So I do take pride in everything that we're doing at Spark.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what would you say, Alicia, since you've been with Spark, something that you were surprised about with the services that are provided? Because I was really shocked, you know, when you hear, oh, we're trying to keep people out of institutional care, or you hear about violent offenders.
Right.
You have your mindset on a certain person had a DUI or something happened by accident, and now they have to have someone supervise them with their children. And we can all relate to maybe we made one mistake, but that could possibly have you where you can't be with your family. So what is something that surprised you that probably happens more often than we realize, and that Spark is helping fix some of those or help with some of those challenges?
Absolutely. Yeah, I would say it's just exactly what you said, that there are so many people, you know, so many of our neighbors who utilize these services and you would never know it. So many families who are impacted by various things, some of them, you know, generational challenges that their families have struggled with. Some, like you said, it may have been, you know, a one-time mistake that they made that has drastically impacted their life. But without these services that Spark is providing, they may not have any hope. And so just the fact that really a reminder that it could be any of us who need these services. And so, you know, it's just, again, a reminder that these things that we think are so far removed from us a lot of times because we're not personally going through them, they really do impact all of us. And there is someone, probably someone you know, who is benefiting from the services offered by Spark.
Absolutely. Because like you had mentioned, you know, we're dealing with domestic violence services, family visitation, and parent coaching. A lot of times people don't realize some young parents, they're just on their phone in the room with their kids and they're like, yeah, I'm spending time with them. And you're like, no.
Yeah.
Or, what I like that we also do when it comes to the domestic violence services, we're not always dealing with the person that was abused. We're dealing with the abuser too, because that's the only way to really treat and break some of those generational as people say, curses or things that take place over and over again. And that's where I feel like Spark is, you know, trailblazing and not just doing what we've always done. Because unfortunately, sometimes in that social work world, it's broken. You know, it hasn't worked. And we're just continuing to receive grant money, doing the same old thing. Exactly. But we're not actually seeing the results.
Exactly. It reminds me of, you know, this quote we've all heard that says at some point you have to stop pulling people out of the water and actually go upstream and figure out why they're falling in. And I feel like that's what Spark is doing, is stepping in to say, all right, how can we help you to do things differently? And we don't try to tell a family or an individual what's best for them. But if they have come to us and said, you know, this is what's going on, these are the challenges I face, and I'm ready to make a change for my family, then we simply come alongside them and help them find the resources that they need to help them to do that. So we definitely are trailblazing in the fact that we are not just being reactive, but trying to be proactive and figuring out how we can do things differently from the start.
Right. And all these things, I don't think people realize this is what stops crime. This is what stops recidivism, people going in and out of jail. This increases people giving back to the community. So it's not, I always tell people the work we do at Spark is not necessarily the sexy work. You know, it's not the work that always gets all the news headlines, even though we have been featured on the news lately and we do partner with folks where we have been getting more traction. But for us, it's not all about that, you know, we just want to make sure that we're continuing to keep families together and keep people out of institutional care.
Exactly.
So before we leave, Leisha, I always ask the guests to provide any tips or jewels to the listeners. So with you being in human resources for a nonprofit, and we typically are always on the show talking about nonprofits or small business ownership. And to me, again, regardless if you're for-profit or non-for-profit, it's still a business.
Right.
But what guidance would you give folks if they're like, you know what, I am kind of compelled that I want to help people and I do want to help in human resources, if it's for-profit, non-profit, what advice would you provide them to get into that?
I think my overall career advice to anyone is to find an organization or a profession that aligns with your personal values and something that's going to help you grow. I love Spark because I have truly grown both professionally and personally in my time here. I apply the things that I've learned at Spark, like direct communication, trauma-informed care, the things that we continue to learn about equity. I apply all those things in my personal relationships just as much as I do in my professional relationships. So, you know, don't just focus so much on chasing a certain title or a certain salary, but really look for that position that's going to align with your values, because that's what's going to keep you going to work every day. And then be willing, be courageous to go after that position that's going to stretch you and grow you as well.
I love that. Aligns with your personal values, allows you to grow. And that's so true. That can be applied to so many things, because even though on the show we do highlight a lot of entrepreneurship, not everybody's meant to be an entrepreneur. Sometimes the timing isn't right for entrepreneurship, but you can support these small businesses and you can support nonprofits exactly like you are, because we need people and culture coordinators like yourself, and we need executive directors like Jackie at Spark. And some of this work, it takes a village. So I just so appreciate you saying that, you know, to be courageous enough to pull yourself where you could be stretched, because it's very easy to get comfortable clocking in and out every day. You know, your check's coming in, you know, every week, benefits, all that. And like we said, Spark is still up and coming. We're working on providing benefits for employees and we're working on additional things. And we just appreciate folks like yourself that said, you know what, I'm still going to ride with you guys. You know, like, I know that we will get there, but it takes everybody putting in the hard work. And we so appreciate the work that you're doing at Spark and in the community here in Western North Carolina.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Well, Leisha, already it's to the end of the show. So hopefully that wasn't too bad, your first experience.
It was great. Thank you for having me.
And you did awesome. So you'll definitely be back. So stay tuned for me reaching out to you on a quarterly basis. Like, Leisha, what Spark has going on right now that we need to advertise?
Great. I'll do it.
Yeah. So again, I want to just thank all the listeners for tuning in, and please come back next week, same time, same place at 10 a.m. on Wednesdays. And you can stay connected to all things Biz Radio by going to bizradio.us.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you just heard, be sure to subscribe to the podcast and be sure to visit bizradio.us to find hundreds of other engaging conversations, local events, and more.